This is Dr. Mejia, the cancer patient, Blake Jarrell, J-E-R-R-E-L-L-S, medical records 150658, date of birth 9/14/1993, referring physician self. Procedure perform colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, date of the procedure July 8, 2022. Indications, history of ulcerative colitis. Post-op diagnosis, impression 1. Colitis up to 25 centimeters from the anus, number 2, otherwise normal colonoscopy, prior paragraph. Deform insertion, cecum, terminal ileum, complications non-immediately, medication, aspirin, monitoring, anesthesia, care, prior paragraph. Operative procedure, aspirin, colonoscopy, temporal, period, terminal ileum, was examined, prior paragraph. Findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period in the rectum, there's erythema, edema, and subepithelial hemorrhages, in the rectum, all the way to 25 centimeters from the anus, prior biopsies were taken from the rectum, rectal sigmoid colon, prior paragraph. Sigmoid descending colon, otherwise appear normal, prior paragraph, beneflexia, appear normal, prior paragraph. Transverse colon hepatiflexure, appear normal, prior paragraph. Biopsies taken from transverse colon, rule out microscopic colitis, prior paragraph. Hepatiflexure, appear normal, prior paragraph. Ascending colon cecum, appear normal, prior paragraph. Biopsies were taken from the ascending colon, rule out microscopic colitis, period. Terminal ileum was also examined, period. And the terminal ileum, appear normal, prior paragraph. Recommendations 1, flow pathology reports. Number 2, avoid NSAIDs. Number 3, monitor clinic. Next number, we start a patient on mesalamine suppositories. Next number, patient needs to follow up in G office in 3 to 4 weeks, period. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy or flexible sigmoidoscopy in 6 months to document mucosal healing, period. End of dictation.